King, season 15, episode 12, ne?
Yeah.
Season 15, episode 12 of the Doja podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
We are back once again.
The season is in its teens.
Yeah.
The episodes are in there, almost in their teens.
Yeah, man. So what to do? Let's pay some bills.
Somebody's going to watch this and say, I wonder what was the weather on that day.
It started out overcast.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I feel hot now. But otherwise, I was saying, let's pay some bills.
Pay the bills.
Yeah, man, Uzuri. I think because we don't have a party to plug, so so we kind of get really sponsored by Uzuri, the good folk at Uzuri. On the website, you can sign up to be a vendor, and I like that sign up to be a vendor thing.
Yep.
Or if you're a buyer, you can just check out all the good goodies that they have there, electronics, all sorts of. Nice stuff.
Stripping poles,
skincare products, beard oils, and when they're going to eat perfumes,
hopefully lube. Is there lube there?
Yeah, I think there's lube.
Playing. Some aftershaves. It's a spritz.
Oh, it's aftershave.
Yeah, like after you shave your.
Almost
like dyeing your
manscape.
Yeah.
I can't take my toiletries.
That shit is fresh.
It's fresh.
Yeah, I tried that shit. Yo, that shit is dope.
Because it's a ball toner.
Yeah, it's a ball toner.
And a ball deodorant.
Yeah, and a ball deodorant. And that shit was nice, bro.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Yeah. Them niggas need to come and sponsor us.
Yeah, they were on a heavy advertising run.
Yeah, quieting down a bit. Yeah, shout out to them niggas. But yeah, the good folk at Uzuri have a lot of stuff, man. So please check out their website. And if you do have something to sell, you can easily sign up to be a vendor on the website itself. We're not really like a low thing that you can click and, you know, you can quickly sign yourself up as a vendor there.
I wonder how their platform architecture is.
I wonder how their platform infrastructure is because
I think it's more for goods and services.
Yeah, it's more for goods and services.
Hey, let me not give them ideas.
It's more for goods and services.
Because I give people ideas on Twitter about after tears package.
Because we are definitely vendors on the platform as well. Like our merch is up there. So yeah, visit our vendor store also on there, man.
Speaking of which, Mo.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it hit me. Hona ka jikwa ha re na plan for winter mesh ne
we might.
I like it when people are working, signature hoodie. Yes.
Oh, that would be so good.
Yeah, that would be dope, man. Let's do signature hoodie, please.
Oh yeah, you like that?
Yeah, let's do that. I'd fucking dig that, actually, let's do that.
That would
let's
be
do,
so cute.
Yeah, let's do signature hoodie.
Let's do signature hoodie.
You know what the tragedy is?
Mm.
I can't find that font anymore.
That font, and that's the thing. Nah, find it, my G. Oh, well,
but I think I still have the design somewhere.
Yeah, nah, find it. Let's do signature hoodies because that was a popular design. So if you do hoodies in that design,
just get quality.
Yeah, hoodies and sweaters. Quality hoodies and sweaters.
Yeah, and you just make small sizes so that girls can also
can get the same.
Yeah, because we are not gonna design anything specifically for girls.
Mm. Because
they steal men's hoodies anyway,
and they don't spend money.
Hey,
and they don't spend
it's really money. Hard to get women's money. You know that?
Yeah?
Getting women money is very hard.
Somebody mentioned something.
How does Sheen do it?
I think we should really like respect brands that are able to do it more.
Like Sheen, bro.
But brands that
women are obsessed with Sheen.
Yes, we say.
Getting their money is not easy.
Brands or products that win with women are those that exploit women's own. Insecurities. So like beauty, aging, weight, or just twin or branding.
Trinkets.
You know? Yeah. Them Chinese got it with the Shein thing.
Yeah.
Pastry got it.
Yeah,
it's a South African brand, but I like what they do. We should speak to that lady. Yeah, I like what, and their products are actually quite good. I've tried.
Yeah, Mofa Free Marketing, because she did something Lebonga.
Yeah, Lebonga. Yeah, Bonga was shutting.
Did something like
and after I saw that, that's when I realized for the first time actually that I've had her shower gel in my shower for months.
Is it
now?
I've
but like I never.
It's a she's doing well.
Yeah. So now I went to go buy for sister, my sister, because she couldn't find in mainland. Like Matela, Mall of Africa. And then while I was there, they have that model where they have cute girls in the store, and the cute girls then they bow juta. And then baban juta like a body product that. So they do that. Yeah, it's a beautiful store as well. Yeah, so shout outs to Pastry.
I haven't tried their products.
Yeah, you should, man. You should. Yeah. But we were speaking about how do you get women's cash, man? You were saying?
By exploiting their insecurities.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's not easy. Getting their money is not easy.
How are you gonna get what we don't have?
And when you do eventually get to have it, it's a little dab. I saw someone post where they stopped doing services for women anymore. He fixes MacBooks.
I saw that guy.
He's tired of the abuse.
We abusive.
As customers.
And when I think about my phone repair business, women really are the worst customers.
Do you want any more attention?
Because I'm about to say chelte.
Is it because Obana on that Twitter and that man, a lot of people were saying okay, women then choose to use sex as a payment method.
No. They breathe down your neck a lot, you know. Even though you've explained to them the process. Whereas the guys are more laid back.
Yeah.
You know, whenever you're ready, let me know.
Yeah. I can't pick the phone now. Yeah.
I'm fine. Masaruhi. You even rock up at your house.
Oh, it's fixed. It's ready.
I'm like, what a phone dark.
You, to be honest, you'll hear because sometimes, you know there are things where, when you get gender, not wars necessarily.
Not stereotypes,
comparisons.
Stereotypes or tit for tat type of thing, where, for example, there are things that are not supposed to be an argument when you just own it. But you'd find women that really know actually this overwhelmingly is a female trait, but because it's negative, they will want to counter argue it with something else. You go to a waiter.
Or they just pretend it doesn't exist at all.
Even a waitress who's a waiter, I dread a table of women.
Yeah, women are difficult.
How they will complain about things. Actually, it's more efficient. A female waitress will tell you that.
But defend your gender.
A woman will insist. Or no, it's not like that. Men are also like that.
what you got to say with these all
these
assertions? I don't know.
Part of it might be true in the sense that Linda used to be a waitress, and I'd also prefer men's tables to female tables. That was because men tip better.
Oh, they tip better.
But even that's something.
That's also something.
Men tip better than.
But even that's still something.
Because women, they don't take out money.
So, but the women that we are now are better than the women that I used to serve when I was a waitress.
So you guys are good.
We strive now to
be good tippers.
To be good tippers.
And just generally pleasant.
And nicer people in general. Yeah.
Okay, so you also dealt with unpleasant women.
Yes. Sometimes now I'm also the unpleasant woman that we're talking about. Like, I have... I write to Hello Peter a lot because of my internet issues at home. I'm constantly battling with service providers for
good internet.
So now I'm back at Hello Peter again with a different service provider.
Complaining. Hey man, do your thing.
Because
you gotta
I logged a call and they take too long to get back to me, and I want my internet now. I don't want to wait until they're ready and good and well, and I want it now because I feel like it's a service that I'm paying for, so I expect it to work.
Yeah. Do you? Because I've often heard like basadi ba rata hore they are generally overlooked. Like for instance, utholore when we enter a store, let's say kita malwen. The store people will look at
will
me.
Will likely look at you will, first.
Yeah. So they tend to want to be loud and maybe complain or just to be seen and heard. Or hi, acknowledge me the next day.
I don't necessarily do that, but I can see where that comes from.
But you see where that comes from.
The shop assistant is also of the impression that you are the one with the money between you and me.
Yes.
So obviously, so
yeah.
And you think I deserve less of your attention than this man who you assume is going to be paying for whatever we're here to buy.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm. And then it turns out to be so.
Yes, but that's not the point. But that's not the point. Your turns respect shouldn't be... the way you treat me should not be determined by...
By who's going to
which
pay.
One of us is paying.
It should.
Why?
Tabang? Yeah, because I'm
It
I'm
should,
thinking,
because...
Why not?
I go back to this thing again. Like, the world is not idealistic, right? You gonna fish where the fish is, right? So it's in my best interest to appease Mureki.
Mureki. Mm.
If I want something out of you.
Mm. But mutoto reka because I say so.
But kitwa lenalibabi ilitsi you. But now I'm saying the best chance of me winning is if my focus is on the person that I think is gonna pay.
Your focus is wrong because I'm the one that's going to
influence
this purchase. I'm the one that's going to decide whether or not we are buying this thing. Because I can just
see shop assistants getting down, squatting down to speak to the kids and convincing them to buy the sweets that the dad could say no to.
Mm. Mm. They convince the parents.
It's not the same.
They speak to the parents.
It's not the same thing. Because it's in similar. This instance, I'm the...
You're the king.
No! That's what I'm saying no to. Because I get... If I say we're actually not going to buy anything from here, we're not going to buy anything from here. We're going to leave with your card.
Yeah,
without
a lot
having
of times
bought
that,
anything.
That's
only
the
because
that's
the shop assistant was mean to me or did not acknowledge. It's not to say I want extra attention or whatever,
but
don't
acknowledge me.
Yes,
act like I exist.
Don't act like I'm not here.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of women complain about that.
That's certainly a thing. I'm not saying it's not a thing.
Yeah, haba bonahal.
I'm not saying. Look at inclusive. When you go buy a house, for example, we know that a lot of times. Maybe the wife chooses the features or the type of the house.
Yes.
But a nigga is going to pay, right? So if I'm an agent,
yeah.
I'm going to focus on the woman.
On the woman, yeah.
But maybe there are some behaviors that I will tap into that I know hore just to bring in the men
the
in.
Men
but
in
I will the selling will be here.
Yeah. Msadi.
Yeah, but the assurance is to Mureki.
Yeah, hence you gotta be smart.
Hence
you gotta be smart.
Then there are other places where you focus strictly on the man or strictly on the woman.
All right. When I'm Bali, where does your money actually go to?
Actually, where does your money go?
Clothes.
No.
You spend a lot on clothes?
No. I spend a lot on experiences.
That's where most of your money goes to. Mm.
So the corrupt politician story is not true.
No, Tabang, it's absolutely without a doubt not true. Like my friends and I like going away and the like. So that's what I like to spend my money on.
I like to spend
my money on experience.
Yeah. And then when you do eventually buy clothes, Bali buys clothes all the time, bro.
Eventually,
when she does buy clothes,
Bali buys a lot of clothes, bro.
Hi,
no, Bali buys a lot of fucking clothes. I think I praised it wrong.
Bali.
Yo,
Bali, when we are at Yamaha,
she cleans up nice, bro.
I know she's let go.
I
would even convince her to be a fashion model.
Yeah, I think she still does. Did you eventually get those thighs? Oh, you still thinking about it?
I put them in
it?
The cart. I just haven't checked the cart out yet.
Oh, you
yet.
Haven't checked
it out.
That is a fair.
Yeah, I find that women keep on. I don't put things in carts. As soon as I've decided on something,
clear it.
Mm.
I put them in the cart. Yeah. I just need a bit more convincing to check
so
them out.
So these websites, they don't clear the carts. They keep the stuff in there.
Yeah.
I know. Definitely.
Unless it's sold out.
Yeah, it'll like let you know to say there's only so many of this thing left.
Yeah.
Or maybe by the time you go back into the cart, one of your items is not there anymore.
Mm. And they send constant reminders, right?
What happened to wish lists?
Yeah, you can.
Because I've only ever heard the cart thing.
Yeah,
because I used wish list. Like if I want it and I'm not sure if I want to buy it now, I just put it in a wish list.
No, girls put everything
in
a cart.
But not like they do carts. Like,
yeah,
they my cart.
When I'm ready, I just need to
press
checkout and then.
They're in the cart.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. It's because there's a bag I saw at the same store as those boots. So I need to convince myself that I don't need to eat. for the rest of the month, so I can get both of them.
Hey.
But now I have unforeseen budgeting expenses that I've now suddenly had to pay for. So I might have
to
wait.
It will take longer to clear the cards.
But I need to clear them out before winter finishes because then it'll defeat the purpose of getting them.
Yeah, hopefully we can find you a sponsor on the Doja podcast. whoever wants to clear Mali's cart.
And they would.
Yeah. Whoever wants to clear Mali's sheep cart, you know
no
what
man.
I'm saying?
No man.
Yeah,
they would.
And girls actually post up links of those
things. Yeah, and niggas.
And they would catch.
And niggas.
You see a girl put up a link tree, you know link tree?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then and in that link tree is a link to their wish list or cart.
Yeah, or cart. And niggas clear that shit.
Expectation,
no, it's somebody you don't know.
It can be niggas from across the world.
Mm. Really?
Mm. Yeah, and they clear it for you.
Right below the OnlyFans link.
So you see.
But there's something I want to say about that in terms of our innate inclinations as male and females. See, sometimes there's a good feeling a man gets by spending on a woman, even without an expectation, even a woman she doesn't know.
Yeah.
Right? Like, just like for a woman, there's a natural inclination for a man to do something for you, even if it's a man that you don't want. Mm. Even if you have the money to do it. It just feels good.
Mm.
Not inclination, expectation.
Mm. Yeah, maybe expectation or...
A little bit of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The men have the inclination, the women have the
expectation
because of the men's inclination.
Like, you know that feeling, Yahore? Let's say it's, even if it's a club drinks or whatever, let me not use clubs because that's in there's a lot of expectations even from the men. Like, Nje, you will look like a guy, it's something that's not grab one as well.
Mm.
And then the guy just walks and I've just made your day. Like, I don't want your number, I don't want anything.
Nah, it's like, you know, when you're at like a Woolies and then the person behind you offers to pay for your groceries.
You know, it's like
I've seen that happen.
Have you had that happen?
No,
to
I've
you?
Had I've had it happen at the parking the Gautrain. So I had been looking for my
card
and I couldn't find it. So now I didn't know that you could tap
your bank card. You can. Mm.
So then this guy that was standing behind me, he's like, "No, it's fine. I'll pay for the both of us." And then he.
It is bad.
I'm so chuffed.
Yeah. I've seen
that. Wouldn't have done that if it was a nigga standing there though.
You wouldn't have. Naga got tops. Uh-huh. I saw this dude pay for the girls kapilai. Whatever they had there, and they had a bunch of stuff. Thank you.
That's what we say.
Next thing you know, you're bumping into him at the club and it's a coincidence.
Niggas are slick, man. All right, man. Bali, you had a good week?
Oh, I did. I had an okay week. Yeah, nothing exciting.
Nothing exciting, winner?
Yeah. Actually, the only thing I was chasing was the recon.
Conan FL.
So that was mainly it.
Yeah, Lina still dealing with audits.
Lina, your companies was getting
Hey man, they were getting
the better of their salary.
Yeah, they were getting my money as well. They were getting my fucking time.
Two of them. Mainly Dez.
Yeah, we barely spoke to Dez this week.
Yeah, we barely spoke to him.
No. What
and then when he said Namu Be Sara, he didn't come back to defend himself.
Nah.
I thought he's gonna come back and defend himself.
So I barely had time. Like it's kinda hectic. So I think I still have like 2 weeks of this, and then audits should be done.
You are at onzolo planting in
Lamasha. No. Ah, kisa kivayi leda. Trustedi yadi miners.
Okay.
Yeah. So they undergoing an audit now.
Ah, okay.
So it's about to saga yo na na.
It's about kwa leads
ida. So sini niki adto. Kani king baby song. Man mo pila mo pilara mo no chill. La Sarze da CBD. In Marshalltown.
In Marshalltown, yeah.
Yeah. The office da wana di da.
So you are based there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Office da wana di da. And when I'm up, what you been up to, my nigga?
Fuck all.
I haven't
had a hectic week. I'm ahead of my schoolwork.
Hey,
Joe. Hi. You guys are going to get tired, I'm sorry, of hearing me say this. Kids are dumb, bruh.
What do you mean?
I mean, they're just kids. What do you
it's
want?
It's kids, bro. I agree they're learning.
It's just kids.
Yeah. Mm. I'm looking at that work. I'm like, there's an assignment that we had to do where...
Yeah, you're now.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
These first years.
Oh, these first years, yeah.
Yeah. The assignment that we had to do there where they ask you a couple of questions and then you have to give your opinion on a certain thing. Obviously, also while trying to apply the work that you learned in the chapters that they prescribed. But it's more soliciting of your opinion.
The opinion di kelawa. Niggas is kind of maybe some how it am ube discerning.
Yo,
yeah. Hey man.
Baban, you can see they're not even trying, bro. Yeah, they're not trying at all.
They're not applying
the grammar
themselves. Is
all the way messed up.
Dog.
They don't. There's no paragraph. There's no punctuation. That time, like, it's in bold and red that you need to, you know, take note of these things.
Fine.
One thing is, we type like a phone.
Using phone language.
And bro, you're doing an LOB.
Dog. Yeah, no. It's rough.
What are you doing?
Yeah, man.
Like, and it's a lot. In fact, it's very rare that I'll come across an assignment where, because some of them you submit on your own, others like it's a forum discussion where you have to post in the forum.
In the forum,
so you get to see other people's responses as well.
Submissions. And then when these stats come out, okay, like a lot of our kind of again kids that are funneling into varsity can't read for understanding, then you kind of...
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's a thing, bro. It's like a stat that came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember we discussed that stat. Snini. That stat, bana honal bana bapaya, funneling into varsity that can't read
that
for understanding.
Yeah, for understanding.
They can read, but they can't
understand
what they're reading.
They don't understand what they've just read.
Yeah. So he can look at a word and read it, but her understanding fundamentally...
He doesn't understand what's being said.
Yeah, what's been said.
Sheesh.
It's like, you know,
like comprehension.
When you're reading but you're doing something else, like you're reading but you're watching TV where you have to reread what you just read because you didn't understand it
the first time.
But they like that full time.
Yeah, full time.
These are the people that you're going to go and argue with on social media.
Mm.
Yeah.
They're the ones that are dragging you.
Dragging you,
but misinterpreting slow. What you said.
Yeah, bro, your brain is smooth. Your brain is smooth. Yeah. But they can't read for understanding.
And it's usually the kids that speak
kids,
like
bro.
That.
They go with the insults.
And they can't even read.
They can't read,
that's
bro.
Brilliant.
But that's exactly what, that's precisely why they're insulting you, because they don't understand what you just said.
What you just said, yeah.
Bah. Because if they have to argue a point, they're not arguing the point. They will just rather resort to insulting because they can't understand what you
say.
Yeah, they can't look at a tweet and comprehend. They can read it but not comprehend. So we have a comprehension problem in SA, bro. And it's that's what's.
Yeah, the things that I'm seeing in there are scary.
I had to, Sajo.
But yeah, anyways.
All right, man. Speaking about school, man, something that came out earlier this week was that made the news. So a few popular celebs were getting honored and getting doctorates by apparently an unregistered
institution.
Yeah, called, let me get the name. The name is Trinity International Bible University. so a few people that got this was actor Sello, who used to be on Generations. There's a lady Waskim Sam, like a very popular lady Waskim Sam, that got that. Winnie Mashaba got that. Zwele Zema Favi got one of those. But what brought it like a lot of attention is Silo went to social media to sort of like
celebrate.
Getting his doctorate. You know what I'm saying?
So, and to let it be known that I'm a doctor now.
Yeah. So I wanted to find out, do you guys know how...
Wait, you didn't finish the story. So at which point do we find out that this is a bogus university?
Oh, yeah. And then people went to go ask.
And Google, obviously.
Yeah. And Google
who are these people?
Who are these niggas? Who are giving us these things.
But right now, you should have known when you're graduating at a warehouse.
Steve Gates, I think, baskets around that file holder, crooks, sleeve, that sleeve. So, spiral, sitting leading ball.
And then, the venue. The venue for
Nana. It looked like a warehouse.
Are you making a joke or that really happened?
I'm serious.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Steve Gates, Sarah's sleeve. Safai leave.
Oh my God, man. And then people saw the background. Like where he was sitting. Yeah, gari ke maseng ke la. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, is
that where the whole conversation around the only university is being state owned? Anything else is an institution.
Yeah, maybe that talk. Oh. Yeah, Anele.
So hang on.
Okay, I didn't see that. What happened?
Yeah, I saw a tweet that said the only universities.
Mm. Only institutions can say university are government.
Are government owned.
There's no such thing as a private university.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't know
in
that.
In South Africa.
Is this Trinity saying it's a university?
They say they're a university.
Yes, they call themselves Trinity International Bible University.
And but Bible was okay, sharp. That aside, if it's clearly a biblical or if it's clearly a religious institution,
like theology, maybe they do. When I get into that theology. And Vavi is in politics, right?
Linto is in art.
Yeah, it's in arts.
They ban credibility, I get it.
You know what I'm saying?
Like people
in the theology.
Yeah, but I still want to present myself as a well-rounded university. Mm. And the only way I can call myself a university if I add international in my name gives the impression that I'm not from
South Africa.
From South Africa, yeah. And then the Kanaking. Blade, who is the Minister of
Higher Education.
Yeah, he confirmed, hooray.
Hayu Raireng,
it's unregistered. God. He actually, his office got alerted, these guys, like a while back, and he was, you know, trying to get them to register properly, you know, even to that day, Mara, they've been refused. Guys.
So these people really wasted Silo's time.
Mm.
Yep.
And everybody's time. Yep.
Yo, I had homie out there.
Who else went there?
Yeah, keep on. I had the list. Yeah, Vavi.
They actually showed up.
Yeah.
I thought it was like.
Leave that lady was
It's an auspicious occasion. Why wouldn't you show up?
Now you gotta be there.
Being confirmed. It's a serious thing.
I thought it was like a role.
Because they actually choose the date around your availability. It's not like we told my bitch, you happen not to know.
My nigga, you gotta go.
The occasion calls for us to work with your calendar.
Wait, am I talking from a position of privilege?
Coward.
Because Kikele Zite.
No, but when.
I wouldn't rock up to. Who are they?
No.
And that's the question. That's the question I wanted to bring.
I'm not going there. Bro.
Why didn't these niggas?
No. I think okay. I hear what you're saying, but what I'm trying to say is that, let's say little one, forget about. Let's use an example closer to home. We are a pod. Somebody says, you've won an award by some independent media, what. It sounds exciting to us. The fact that they are not even known, we are like, you know what I'm saying?
It's not the same thing.
But you gotta ask.
Let me cook. Ne? So, a podcast, somebody from some obscure place, award of some sort is saying we must come, there's a photo shoot, we our first inclination will be excitement.
Sure.
Ne? Our first inclination will be excitement.
Sure.
It's recognition. Everybody loves recognition.
Word.
Right? Maybe tabata re tlo search a hore, you know, we take it for granted. Ibile re bona le list about the previous
honorees
of this platform. Ha re sa etsa le homework. Ke gona ba o se re matla re lo.
It's not the same thing.
Why?
It is still from a point of privilege,
I'm still saying, because nobody is. There are not many credentials to go about in terms of pod award bodies.
Yeah.
But for schools?
Right. We're talking about universities here.
Yes.
If somebody's going to confer a whole doctorate on you, it's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
It has to come from a prestigious institution.
Yeah.
That's something you need to know.
Again,
that's why I'm saying it's probably privilege because if it's a pod, everybody can show up in any podcast award. Any company can register and say it's at the award.
Mm. Yeah.
Like how you would see like podcast reviews, top 5 podcasts in South Africa by some blogger somewhere.
Yeah. You know,
anybody can do that. But we are talking about like higher learning, higher education institutions.
Yeah. And wouldn't you say there was a little bit of vanity on the part of the niggas?
Yes.
With quickly so jumping into
you know, because remember by Babadi celebs, for them it's a brand building accolade,
yes,
right? And the very fact that you see you come from the world of academia as well and you also happen to be studying again, so I'm just an actor and I'm like I'm probably the first actor to have been conferred one, so there might be vanity mixed with arrogance as well, Robert. And then Kutwa International, I go back to that thing. If my first inclination, obviously my first inclination might have been to type who they are, and maybe some other credible names come, Robert, like Bo Vibe. So I'm going to be like, that looks like these guys
are legit, right?
So I don't deep dive in doing the homework. But Motap Kali, they don't try. Like, let's say, like if it was a businessman like a Motsepe, his office is going to be like, no, hold on a minute.
Not even his office,
even him, yeah, like,
but now let's see, Sean Mkhize. Now, and this was from a bogus
doctorate
from one of these institutions.
From some university.
Yeah, she.
It could possibly be the same one. I don't know, but she also got a bogus doctorate.
So,
Hey man. Yeah, man. Hey, yeah. Because I wanted to fly by night in Fair too. We are not the only.
Why would you do that to yourself, even as the fly by night institution? Why was I fagelilanga? Because now everyone wants to expose you or to know that you are a bogus institution. Just go about your business the way you were. You don't need all the smoke.
Yeah, because I think it goes to what Mo was saying.
You're trying to build a brand.
Credibility. You get the celebs in.
So who showed up?
And then all of them niggas showed up, bro.
Bobby showed up.
Yeah, Bobby showed up. Bobby showed up. Willie.
On the same day, one.
I'm not sure if it was on the same day.
Who's Willie Mashab?
I think
Willie Mashab is the gospel singer.
Yeah, the gospel singer. Yeah. The lady from Skeem
Sam.
Which one is that?
Lizzie's mom.
Hey, Lizzie's mom. I can see why Kava Skeem Sam.
Give me a better character. What else
has she? She was the principal Tobakhali.
Who else has she?
I only know her as principal.
Skeem Sam Kishota, no, guys.
Let me show you her.
Wait, Skeem Sam Kishota, no. Skeem Sam Kishota,
no. It's hella popular.
We are Kushisha. And this is what I was about Kushisha.
But
guys,
she's hella popular.
Guys, hold on. Wait. Skeem Sam Kishota, no. Skeem Sam Kishota, no. Why the hell would you be getting a doctorate?
No, Kalogu, lifetime achievement. It's this lady. I don't know.
Yeah, but she's a veteran, right?
Yeah, she's a veteran actress, I guess. But she's not that veteran,
Veteran actress?
What's that about the one?
Guys, no way.
Has she been
Do you know her?
No, I don't know this lady.
You don't know that lady?
I do not know this lady.
Nah, man.
If so, Kutwa Skim Samo Vele.
But she's really popular, though, bro.
I don't care how popular she is, bro. Label Joyce Kifu of popular kind of was award. And those are the people that are supposed to be getting lifetime
achievement. I haven't seen this in Scandal.
You understand? Those are the people. Those are the people. Yes.
Yeah.
Obana Solo is right where he was supposed to be.
He's just unfortunate.
It's just unfortunate. Vavi is right where he was supposed to be. It's just unfortunate. Who the fuck is this lady?
Hey man. People who know, my nigga.
You can tell that person.
You know, Bizabo Lilian Dube. Yes.
Lenian.
Who the fuck is this girl, bro?
Yeah, she's supposed to get one.
And no offense to her, by the way.
No offense to her though. Yeah. But it's just there's some people who would have, you know, still had to. Yeah, man. Mbali.
The same killer, no fun.
But I also find
container
Solo's tweet. I don't know if you can still find.
Tumang is right, it is in a sleeve.
It's a sleeve. It's a fucking what?
It's a sleeve.
I'm going to listen to this.
I want to find Solo's tweet, bro. Yo, Solo was wild.
I tell him.
Hey,
what
are you allowed, if you get a honorary doctorate, are you allowed to call yourself doctor?
Yeah, I say so.
That's how Dr. Rebecca is Dr. Rebecca.
Yeah, they just awarded a doctorate to, who's that lady that designed the Porsche? Walindebele, the artist lady.
Yeah. Koko Esther.
Esther just got a doctorate last week.
Yes, the week before.
From
UJ.
But she already had one.
International one. I think it's a international.
Did she already have one?
She already had one. This
You can have multiple.
Yes, no, I'm aware you can have multiple, but what I'm saying is this one's not going to be.
Oh, she already had one.
First, yes.
I think it was UP or.
Yeah.
I stand corrected, but I remember seeing Roll something
in
like
in
that.
In the lady
bring his band
apprentice. Kind of maybe some those kitchen towels.
These are those ones that you buy at fucking Wellingtons and
paper towel. No one paper towel if it is.
Look at the backdrop.
Hey dog. Hey man, did you guys see what Solo said? Hey, Solo was out here preaching, bro.
And
Solo was out here preaching, bro. And he brought his wife there too, man. Yeah, man. God damn, bro.
And it was after rumors of what divorce.
Someone tell my co-pilot, Pearl, which is the wife, that she is no longer traveling this life journey with a national treasure. Only, but with an honorable dot.
Hey,
and then this nigga was proud, man.
And then
this nigga was proud.
And I even quoted a Bible.
Yeah,
verse,
my nigga.
I wish there's a credible university that can just restore.
Yeah.
What the hell did they do?
Yeah, like his dignity, bro. You know.
You don't do this to Archie Moro.
Not Archie, man.
After maybe UG, as division department, UCT or something.
You know what I'm saying?
But now. Another 5 years.
Man, that
I don't know, man. It's giving taxi rent college pass.
Man, that did the homie dirty, bro.
they did the wrong one dirty, bro.
Hey, man, that ain't right, bro.
Hey, they did the wrong one dirty, bro.
They did the wrong one dirty. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, because this is probably how it feels. Like, let's say you did 3 years at a fly by night, and then you find out your thing.
Where are their kids, bro?
Exactly.
You know, somebody
to have talked sense.
Where are their kids?
Because that's why but this guy, his caliber, man, he should be working with publicists that try to make a thing out of this, and package it,
Who should know better?
So you would think those people would kind of like do a bit of homework.
Yeah, yeah. But
South African actors.
I want to carpet at the infana garretan zama kugla da somebody rigs on the side of the road. Carpet, everyone.
Muna, look at this. Look at this nigga.
Yeah, man, the whole thing is fucking funny, man. It's like coming to Jersey. You know when you come to Jersey and your parents warn you about these schools, city flipping?
Yes.
Hey, you get warned about this thing.
Then you've matriculated, but your matric doesn't count because you went to...
You don't want to repeat.
Yeah.
We part only college.
You went to some fly-by-night.
Fly-by-night. They warn you. Your parents warn you about these things, bro. Wow, it's got to do there, lobala. Kind of thing, because I get a lot of
deflating.
Us, yeah, a lot of us, we came to register ourselves the university. Already, I mean, I hope it's not a flat that I'm more registering. I want to know. I'm going to a real school.
You know, they
know the shit, bro.
That's a man. How could I say no thing? Kiss a loo.
It ain't wide, bro. It ain't wide, man. I hope they fix it for the homies, man.
How are they gonna fix it? Yes, what does fixing it mean?
A new university come and bestow.
Yeah, bestow.
A legit university, like I said.
A legit
one. Those one is long overdue.
Yeah, he needs to get one, man. He needs to get one.
John Kani is other people that are more deserving.
John Kani is a doctor, ne?
John Kani, yes. I think so. Yeah.
But he also had to wait a lifetime to get it. Like, he had to be old.
Gani.
John.
Yeah.
Uchonu Palene plays. He was not just an actor.
Yeah, he deserved it.
Hang on. Just because of him,
No.
Answer my question. Don't answer me with another question. You said something, and I said, like, who?
Okay.
Maybe.
Who would you think should come before
Fundi?
Fundi. Is that what you were going to say?
That nigga that created it.
Yes.
He's legendary.
He created backstage.
Lebu M.
Does Lebu M not have one?
He has one.
He's a doctorate.
No, he's not. Does he not?
Nah, Lebu doesn't got it, bro.
I could have sworn.
Yeah, look it up. I don't think Lebu is a doctor.
Then he would. He gives me Thibaut Touch vibes that when we would have long known.
Yeah, we would have known, bro. Yeah, but he deserves one.
Hey,
Laron
caught a lick with just one thing.
My nigga.
He's been eating,
chowing with that one thing, bro. Who else? That nigga.
I think they should do that. They should give Oskido.
That nigga that passed away.
They should give Oskido a doctorate.
If Oskido gets one, Solo gets one.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't.
We would have known.
Yeah, Lebu should get one.
But Oskido should get one.
You think so?
Yeah.
For the culture, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
But they won't because Kwaito is not taken seriously.
We're brothers of peace.
Yeah, but I like his ad-libs.
We're brothers of peace. What happened to his partner?
Mac Bruce.
Yeah.
He's still there. They co-owned Kalawa, did they not?
Yeah, they Bruce is not in the ownership.
Yeah, but he wasn't. It's like the
directors are Don Lara, but I think he sold. It was started by Christos Egle, Don Lara Le Oskido. Then Jasmine Pat was Speakiri, Kima Bizabu Kispikiri, Kima Uta, Kim Jukes.
Oh.
They were Jasmine Pat. Yes.
Ah.
So the two trumpets guys that are also directors is only Speaker and Mahoud. And Jokes. That's why I'm Jokes.
So Brucey and I were.
Brucey was just a Brothers of Peace partner as a band.
He wasn't an owner.
He's not in the business.
Oh, he wasn't an owner.
Catch the rest of this episode on Patreon.